Funding for the $350 billion Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP, passed last month by Congress, has run out, according to a note the Small Business Administration posted on its website yesterday, kind of like a sign on the door saying closed for business. But small business owners who already applied and are awaiting their funds are also raising alarms about a catch in the emergency aid, or what might be better described as a catch-22. The program does give low-interest loans to businesses with 500 employees or fewer. Those loans become grants. They don't have to be paid back if the companies hire back their employees soon, for at least 8 weeks. But if they hire back those workers before businesses can reopen, they'll be paying them to not work rather than using that money to pay the bills piling up. And some employers worry they might not have a business for those workers after 8 weeks. Let's bring in two owners. Joe Walsh owns Green Clean Maine, a house cleaning service in the Portland, Maine area. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Robin.
And Carrie Keppel, owner of Styles Studios Fitness in Peoria, Illinois. Carrie, welcome to you as well.
Hi, Robin. Thank you.
And Carrie, do I have it right, the way I've summed it up? The loans require that you pay, I think it's, 75% of the loan on payroll?
That is correct. The big caveat being the 8-week period in which we are required to use it with no reopen date in sight, as a service-based business deemed non-essential and required to remain closed. This 8-week period basically means I'm just a pass-through of money to my people, but it does not help me secure their jobs for the future, which could continue to create unemployment issues down the line.
So you're saying pass-through, you mean, you know, it's government money, so instead of them being on unemployment, that money's passing through to you and you're paying them literally to not work.
That's correct.
Right. And Joe, add to that. What are your concerns?
So I'll tell you one particular sticking point. You know, although the intention of the federal unemployment supplement has been noble to make employees whole, what it's doing is it's creating this reverse economic incentive where my employees that are at home collecting unemployment are actually going to be making more money than the employees that I would bring back and put on payroll. Our staff makes an average of $17 an hour, and on unemployment now, they'll be making an average of about $23 an hour.
Because some money has been added to the unemployment. It's been expanded.
That's correct. Right. $600 a week on top of whatever the state benefit is. And, you know, some have said, well, you know, you should just put them back on your payroll and, you know, for the 8-week period, and that way you get 100% of the loan forgiven. The trouble is, if I do that, then there's very little benefit to the business itself. And, you know, I'm not able to pay those differentials for the folks that do come back to work.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's costing us more to stay open because of overhead costs, like rent and administrative costs, than it would have cost us to close down the business completely.
But Carrie, pick up on that, because I know with health clubs, you can't close down, or, you know, people who have tennis bubbles, you still need to generate the air that keeps the bubbles up. You need to keep the water flowing in the pool. So you have costs as well. If you took this as a grant, you'd only have 25% of that grant to pay these costs with no membership money coming in and no, you know, nothing coming in. Would you be able to cover your costs while you were paying your employees?
No. I mean, it's just like most businesses, we've had to plea with our landlords and work out deferrals for our equipment loans and the such that will have to be paid eventually. So it's not really taking into consideration non-essential businesses that have forced closure. If we're precluded from the loan forgiveness because we are shut down and cannot comply with the current rules, then we are suggesting here that they offer the ability to extend those loan repayments for a 10-year term, similar to any other SBA loan. That could do some benefit to both the employees and the business, which is critical in this, to ensure longevity.
Joe, and I'm wondering if you're worried about something else. If there might be some employers faced with, you know, the government saying you either pay your employees with 75% of this money, or it's going to turn into a loan that you're going to have to pay back when they can't even pay their bills right now, that there are going to be people who will say to their employees, you have to come in. You have to sidestep whatever the restrictions are and come in because I have to pay you.
I do share a thread of that concern. I think the concern is that I'm being put in sort of this bad guy position with my employees where, you know, if I want to get 100% of the loan forgiven, I have to bring them back on payroll, whether they're working or not, and then ask them to turn down the federal unemployment benefits that would actually be economically beneficial for them. You know, they'd make more money remaining on unemployment for the short term while I work on staffing back up. Don't get me wrong, my employees want to work. I mean, we've talked to the majority of them one-on-one, and, you know, I'd say 75% of them are ready to come back to work. It's not that they don't want to work. It's just that why would I put them at an economic disadvantage?
When they can't work. I mean, they'd be sitting at home.
When they can't work anyway. Yeah. And if they turn down my offer to bring them back on the payroll, then they make themselves ineligible for any kind of benefit. Oh, yeah. So it puts me in a really, you know, awkward position with my employees, which is why I don't intend to use the money that way. I'm not going to pay my employees to sit at home when they could make more in unemployment.
That's exactly right. And Robin, the last thing I would say is, how do we give small businesses a runway for the next 18 months to come through this whole in terms of being able to survive it and create jobs for people so that we don't have an unemployment issue down the road because small businesses couldn't survive it?
Yeah. Joe Walsh, who owns Green Clean Maine, a house cleaning service in the Portland, Maine area, and Carrie Keppel, owner of Style Studios Fitness in Peoria, Illinois. I want to thank you both, and I wish you both the best with this.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.